Well, this weekend, Bendigo plays host to more than 160 junior players from across Australia and abroad for the Australian Squash Junior Open. One of those players is Kirsten Maher, and she joins me now on the sideline view. Hello, Kirsten. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good, thanks. Welcome to Gold Central Victoria. Welcome to Bendigo. Have you been to this part of the world before?
No, I've been to Victoria, just not Bendigo.
And where are you from?
Queensland, Cairns.
Oh, well, gee, the weather would be a bit different up there than what it is here.
Definitely.
But it doesn't really matter because I guess squash is indoors. Tell me a little about yourself, how long you've been playing squash for, and, you know, where are you ranked, and, you know, what sort of wins you've had. Give us the Kirsten Maher story.
So I've been playing squash since I was about 8, so going on to my 10th year now. Actually, 11th year. All my brothers and sisters used to play, so I grew up playing. At the moment, for this tournament, I'm seeded 4th. So I'm hoping to hopefully get higher than that seeding, but we'll see. Yeah, that's basically it.
What's your area of strength? Do you do singles, doubles, or both?
I quite enjoy both, but my strength at the moment is definitely individuals.
Now, squash is a game, I think everyone's heard of it, everyone's been, maybe most people have had a go at it, but for a lot of young people, it's probably not the number one choice. That's probably, you know, tennis or footy or cricket or athletics or something like that. What made you get into squash?
Well, I'm the youngest of 7 kids, so they all used to play. My mum and dad grew up playing, so I basically grew up around the squash courts. I was there every day, so just decided why not jump into it.
Now, you're taking part in the under-19 girls. What happens after this tournament? I believe you'll be heading off to the selection event for the World Juniors as well?
Yes, that's correct. So we have the 4-day tournament for the Australian Junior Open, and then we have, I think it's 2 or 3 days of the selections for Worlds.
You were saying you're seeded number 4. Do you get to play often against, you know, the players seated above you or around you, or is it really only at these sort of events?
It used to be a little bit more often than it is at the moment. Before COVID, we used to play, there used to be a lot more tournaments, but now it's only the big tournaments that we get to play each other.
We know that we speak to a lot of different sports and athletes on the show. COVID has knocked them all around, so it's certainly impacted you guys as well, yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
And where to from here for Kirsten? You know, what's the dream? What's the ambition?
Well, I'm hoping to go pro. I'll study for a bit, so I'll go off uni, study, and then hopefully go pro before retiring. Hopefully I don't have to retire early through injury. but, yeah. Just want to go pro eventually.
Is the pro circuit strong? Like, would that be something that, I guess it's worldwide, isn't it? So is it, obviously it's not at the same level as, say, pro tennis, but where does it rank? Where does it fit? Is it strong?
Yeah, it's definitely, well, from a squash point of view, it's definitely strong. Some of the best players, I don't think I could ever imagine walking on court with them now, but hopefully down the track, I'd be able to do that.
Now, you're seeded number 4. Who are you most afraid of? Do you know any of the other players that you're up against?
Yeah, I do know. A lot of them are my good friends, so I know them pretty well, but I don't think I'm necessarily afraid of anyone. I'm just more cautious. But definitely the number 1 and 2 seed, Maddie and Erin, definitely my main competition.
Yeah, afraid was probably not the right word. That's more what that's more what I was thinking of. Who's the biggest challenge? That's probably what I should have said.
Challenge.
Anyway, I think you knew what I meant. Well done. Enjoy your time in Bendigo. Hopefully, you'll get time to do a little bit of sightseeing. There's plenty on in town at the moment. Actually, there's the I don't know if you've heard of Elvis Presley. I'm sure you have, but there's the Elvis exhibition on. So, stacks to do.
Yeah, I'm excited to go have a look around and explore Bendigo a little bit.
Yeah, go for a ride on the tram. We've got some beautiful parks. You might be too busy You might be too busy playing squash. Just on that, by the way, when you're not playing, how much training do you do?
I usually train every day if I can get down to the courts. Otherwise, because back home, gym and courts are the same place. So we have the gym and the court. So I'll either go to the gym or go down and have a hit. Either one works.
Fantastic. Well, as I said, the squash championships are on this weekend at Bendigo. Hey, good luck to you, Kirsten. Good luck to all the divisions. I think, what is it? The divisions are from under 11 right through to under 19. It's on at the Bendigo Squash Centre today, tomorrow, and I think might be even Monday and Tuesday. So it's a four-day event. And, yeah, look, we wish you all the best and all the participants. Thanks for joining us on Sideline View.
Thank you.